This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
I didn't. Peter started babbling again. Come on, sweetie. His wife kissed him again.
No need for modesty. See for yourself. You came so much that you covered me in your hot jism. It is still dripping from my breasts.
Why is Mary Jane the Crypt Keeper?
Oh, man. Does this not do it for you, Dave?
Ooh. It really doesn't. Like, somehow it's worse than Kirsten Dunst's Mary Jane.
What's
the difference?
Peter was confused, as am I, as to why we are extending this.
This spring, NSN brings you the most heartfelt sitcom of a generation.
Now, kids, settle down, and I'll teach you the secret of good cooking. You need two things. One, nonstick cookware. Two, lots of good, moist, tenderizing loving.
With all their family coming to live together under one roof due to the economic recession, stress is high, and the Night Horse household is bursting at the seams.
It's my turn to play with the funny back massager.
No, it's my turn to play with it.
Mine!
No, mine!
Where did you get that from, kids? That's your answer, and I think it needs to be washed.
I need a stiff drink and a stiffer back massage.
But through frustration comes purpose, and through hardship, they discover what they never lost in the first place. Their love.
Why did you do that? Why do you keep shutting me out? All I want to do is be there for you!
I know, but I can't control my gaming fix, and I don't want to let you in on that pain. You're already suffering enough.
We suffer together! That's what being a family means!
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., bring your family to meet ours and laugh your way through the tears. You may just leave with more in your head and more in your heart.
I'm sorry I put your Game Boy in the toilet.
I'm sorry I shaved my crotch on your toothbrush. Wait! You did what to my Game Boy?
Keep it down, you youngins. Grandma can't hear the latest Glenn Miller from the Squawky Box.
Can we put her in the home yet?
She already is home. Our home.
Keep up with the Night Horse family on Friday Night Fanfiction, a family-friendly romp for friends and family of all ages.
Warning, show is rated NC-17 for reasons that will become increasingly obvious with every passing minute of listening. Not for families, ever.
So I found a picture of the Crypt Keeper from the cartoon. It looks like Steve when he shaves.
Jesus Christ!
Oh my god, why?
There's nothing scarier than Times New Roman.
That's not Times New Roman.
Whatever, I don't care.
Sans serif.
Whatever, sans serif, sans script, I don't give a shit.
So what would the fetish be called if you wanted to stick your dick in his nose hole?
Creepy. And skull fucking.
Necrophosia.
It rolls off the tongue and into the nose hole. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction.
This is what happens when Steve becomes a dad. Like, I'm looking into the future when Steve has a kid. He's like, come on into the den, son. I'm going to read you a story.
Sonic and Tails, we're headed for Knothole Village.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, no! No!
Dad, I hate this story.
Yes, but this is also one of the reasons why your mother loves me so much.
I thought you were saving this for Thanksgiving.
I'm saving it for Arbor Day. I always celebrate Arbor Day with dirty fan fiction. All right, let me do my intro. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David, Logan, Sean. Val is not here because pain. Lots of pain.
Check out this come hither stare.
Yes, Dad.
I was looking at fucking pictures of the Crypt Keeper.
Talk about fuck me eyes.
Valerie, would you like to meet me in the bedroom for a hot boinking session?
Have you ever been skull-fucked? Trust me, it's unpleasant for all parties involved.
You just try to fit one skull into another skull.
Oh, God, no.
That's one way to do it, I guess.
All right, and our guests tonight are Sarah and Daniel. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Talk about boning.
He got it. He got it. Here's a picture of the Halloween edition of Friday Night
Fan. Can you please stop?
I'll let you guess which host is which.
Well, Hotel Transylvania 3 really had a much lower budget.
Straight to DVD.
All right.
I like how the mummy just stares straight into your soul.
He sees you pooping.
Oh, no.
I know what you did.
Just
you
like a PlayStation 3 ad. Or the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, the creepy baby, but the, no, mummy the place, instead.
The other one. Was that PlayStation 2?
In the toilet? How many? Why does PlayStation have so many creepy ads that you have to say, oh no, the other one?
Because it was linked earlier. It was the lady on the toilet. Anyways, we got stuff to read, guys, and we should probably cut down the chatter because we have a new show coming. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. It's nothing but side chatter.
But side chatter?
Well, you see, I like side chatter.
Well, there's still going to be plenty.
It's good.
It'll happen, okay? It'll happen. But we have to read more about Spider-Man.
Okay.
Oh God, I forgot that story was.
Also, before I move further, Further. Friday Night Fanfiction's part of Nerdy Show. Check it out at nerdyshow.com/nerdyshow.
Email Keeper Porn.
Email nerdyshow@nerdyshow.nerdyshow. Also, check out Friday Night Fanfiction at fnf.nighthorstmedia.com. So, Sarah, you're returning on the show, correct?
Yep.
And Daniel, this is your first time.
Five.
Five.
Here we go. Chronicles of Spider-Man. First up is me being refereed by Sean. We're on page 14. Get a little drink in beforehand.
Ooh, speaking of, hey, bun.
Are you talking to a bread roll, Dave?
I would like a stiff whiskey and root beer.
Excuse me, croissant.
She is bunny, not croissant.
Right. The first sentence.
That's why you chose to be
starting off strong.
Yeah. All the semen he had squirted on her tits ran down onto her concave stomach in white rivulets. The final spurts of his load had showered onto her stomach and her upper thighs. If you're showering semen, if it's coming out in spurts and making like, you know, a whole bunch of different liquid patterns, it's a bad thing.
Well, listen. I take one of those
don't tell
hose attachments
listen,
for watering your yard. I screw it on my cock, and then you know you give it a squeeze and try out a few different settings.
He's allowed to say "listen." You're allowed to say "look." The inverse is not allowed, though.
What? That's not fair.
Yes, it is. Mary Jane
it's
was.
Not.
He saw a puddle.
Steve, I don't know if you've noticed.
God damn it, Logan! He saw a puddle of cum still wet, dripping from her navel as he leaned over her. Mary Jane was
pay attention.
Yes, it's like, isn't that how stalactites are formed?
I mean, I guess it would be convex at this point if her stomach's concave.
Yes.
Ooh. I'm not really sure anymore.
Don't think about it so much.
Just don't think about it at all. Do what I do and never ever think.
And play video games during the show.
Never ever think.
We can do that?
No.
Nah.
Mary Jane was woken by her husband's sudden movement. She shifted
Mary
close.
Jane was woken?
Yeah. No woke memes, please. She
wake up, sheeple.
She shifted closer to him and smiled, staring at Peter with her big green eyes, and gently kissed him. He could taste his own cum in her mouth. Snowballing.
Does Mary Jane have green eyes?
I don't know.
I believe so.
Then she started whispering in his ear, seeming a bit shy to speak the words out loud. You were simply amazing last night, Tiger.
Meow.
Spider Tiger?
No, he, in order to make extra money, because photography for a newspaper doesn't pay for shit, he goes around to different schools representing Kellogg's as Tony the Tiger.
Tiger!
She complimented
him. Partner, give me more pictures of Tony the Tiger.
Don't think I remember you ever being that aggressive in bed. I am so sore. God, you really gave to me hard.
Gave to her hard.
Mary Jane, I, he mumbled. God, your cock felt absolutely enormous when you rammed into me. She interrupted her husband, taking a moment to recall the feeling. I was dizzy and everything felt like a dream, but I remember every inch of your massive, veiny tool.
Your big wangus.
Splitting me open.
And that, I don't think that's healthy.
Nah, it's cool.
No, it's not. David, it's not cool. Not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's hot.
Exactly.
Splitting me open like the Suez Canal. Thanks, Peter.
What? That's what they use? Did they really say that?
No, that is not what they used.
All right, I was about to say, because that's really self-aware if it is.
Somebody go Photoshop those historic pictures of the Suez Canal being made and just include a gigantic spider penis in there.
Fuck it, just put Teddy Roosevelt digging it out with his cock.
It was as if I was being fucked by a horse.
Nay.
Yeah, I also say nay to this.
That's the weird chimera going on right now.
Hold on, we've
human,
got,
spider,
like...
tiger, horse.
Yeah.
That was my favorite Japanese superhero, human, spider, tiger, horse. He was really big in the 70s.
He would be really big now.
He's always big.
Definitely get
Servant
him.
Of hell. Human spider, tiger horse.
Crybaby.
crybaby.
I didn't. Said Peter hard. Started babbling again. Come on, sweetie. His wife kissed him again.
No need for modesty. See for yourself. You came so much that you covered me in your hot jism. It is still dripping from my breast.
Why is Mary Jane the Crypt Keeper?
Oh, man. Does this not do it for you, Dave? Ooh.
It really doesn't. Like, somehow it's worse than Kirsten Dunst's Mary Jane.
Peter was...
What's the difference?
Peter was confused, as am I, as to why we are extending this. He cursed himself.
Wait, whoa, extending. I think he already extended
not his penis or the Suez Canal. He cursed himself.
He extended his Suez Canal.
He cursed himself for not remembering any of that, but was glad that his wife enjoyed their love session.
Guess that little dirty talking last night got you going, huh?
I can't even. She asked in a teasing mood, not really waiting for an answer.
Where did you learn all that stuff?
What? Peter asked, incredulous.
I am telling you, Tiger!
Mary Jane closed her eyes and grinned.
You were really aggressive, almost violent, saying that I needed a real man and that my pussy would never be the same by the time you had finished with me!
Oh, God.
You're gonna web her up real good.
Peter was impressed. And enjoying his wife's enthusiastic report of their sexual encounter.
Now you have to turn this in on Monday, and it has to be 500 words.
Okay, 5 criteria. What would a report card be for sex?
Start. All right.
Jism amount.
Yeah, cool. Like load, mutual pleasure, enthusiasm.
And cleanup. You have to have cleanup in there.
Ingenuity.
Viscosity.
And taste.
Okay, baby, you ready for my cum tonight? I added some potato starch to thicken it out.
Like I said, he's going to web her up real good.
How do I shot web?
But her words weren't actually ringing any bells. He was about to interrupt her when she finally said,
"Maybe we should go to these kinds of trips more often," she joked.
Those kind.
Shit. Delicious spider jism. Mary Jane anecdote. That's her given name.
I always call it Mary Jane Puffin stuff.
Suddenly made his husband realize they were still on a company trip.
Do you think anyone heard us last night?
His wife asked him with a, quote, naughty girl, unquote, look on her face. I haven't looked in Not Safe for Work, but I really hope there's Rule 34 of the Crypt Keeper in there.
Oh, yeah, that was like the first thing.
Yes, please.
He has a tiny pee-pee.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all shriveled up, ain't it?
Yeah, I guess. It also would be really funny if he's just like, have you ever seen this? It's a live one. And it's a fucking like 18-inch monster cock.
Next up is Daniel being refereed by Logan.
With a tiny Crypt Keeper head on the top of it. And he's like,
perfect.
I honestly don't know, dear, her husband replied. I suppose I can check that out later after we go to breakfast. Go for breakfast. Fuck.
You do that, Tiger. I need to hit the shower first since you left me, quote, present,
quote. Mary Jane declined, shit, smiling as she tried, in vain, to keep all the remaining seed from dripping onto the floor.
Besides, I still need to rest a bit longer, you big stud.
Are you referring to the horse dick again?
Okay, dear, her husband agreed. I will get dressed and bring breakfast. Aren't you the best hubby ever?
MJ smiled.
A little bit of cum dripped from her lips.
Mom.
She started shaking herself dry and cum flew everywhere.
It's like a St. Bernard.
I mean, gotta get all those animals in there.
Peter got out of bed and put on some fresh clothes, still feeling his muscles numb.
That's not how numbness works, then.
He felt them pretty numb. He watched as his wife headed to their bathroom. His cum started running down her legs.
God damn it!
That sounds
cool. It wasn't actually his cum, it was the venom symbiote, and it started crawling right back up.
That's actually worse.
That makes me wonder, does venom come more venom symbiote?
Well,
no.
No. Reproduce.
The cum was anti-venom.
No, they split off to reproduce. It happened in the,
God damn it.
What was it? There was a story in, like, 1992 where...
I thought that was Carnage.
No. Carnage is a descendant, but this was before Carnage. Or maybe it was after, I don't know. But anyway, it was five symbiotes. I had a figure of one of them. He had little doodly arms. His name was Lasher.
What does he do?
He fucking has little deedly arms. Go look him up.
Does he latch onto things?
No, but he's like a weird teal color.
I know Toxin was another one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Aw, he's cute. Hold on.
Isn't he, though?
Don't just want him to latch onto you?
No, I mean, like, all right, it's in general, but I mean, he's cute. He's got that big old smile. He just thinks everything's all right with the world.
Yeah.
Totally.
I got cool. I'm Latcher.
Hey, everybody, my name's Latcher.
Hi, guys.
Mary Jane turned around and winked at him before she disappeared inside and he could hear the sound of running water. He stepped outside. It was a bright day, all right. Peter thought about spending some time at the beach with his wife. He surely would enjoy the sight of Mary Jane in one of her skimpy bikinis. Peter's reveries didn't last long, though, as he once again bumped into Katzenberg.
Hey, Parker! The fat man grinned. Ready for another day at Jonah's Paradise trip?
I suppose,
Peter replied in a dry tone, waiting hard to ignore the obnoxious...
Trying man. Hard.
Fuck.
Guess you had quite a busy night, eh? Katzenberg gave Peter a tap on the back.
Bad touch.
Just rub it around.
Excuse me?
Peter pretended he didn't know what Fatso was talking about.
Nani?
Tandayo.
Oh my god! No need to play...
Oh fuck.
No, I read that as no need for you to play dumb poker.
I was gonna take that off.
It's poker with that's a single card, highest wins.
I was gonna say, that's my favorite Lady Gaga album. Really dumb poker.
Play dumb poker.
No need for you to play dumb, Parker, Katzenberg laughed. I know you were trying to make the missus happy. She seemed happy, I'll give you that. I'm sure she managed to wake every single guest around here. Hell, even old JJ must have heard the two of you.
What? Heard us? He was in there with us.
I want more pictures, Spider-Man. Spider-Man, give me more cum.
He just goes, ah. Excellent, perfect. Frost her face.
Now on my mustache.
Now give me the morning shot.
Now
I want to make sure I have a nice white streak in my hair.
I'm imagining him as like a porn... cameraman director, and it's really uncomfortable.
the amount of overdub because he just won't shut the hell up.
Yep.
Shut up, man. Shut up. Well, that's none of your business, Katzenberg, Peter shouted,
and left the loathsome man speaking to himself.
Soon it will be, Spider Groupie.
Katzenburp smiled as he thought.
I heard you say Katzenburp.
Katzenburg. Katzenburg headed back to Parker's cabin and saw his camera stuck to the same odd position. Maybe the camera was able to catch some of the intimate action he heard, and he would literally make millions by selling the highest paying tabloid willing to expose a supermodel's love life. As a bonus, he would have endless inspiration for his Mary Jane's masturbatory sessions.
He takes out a Palm Pilot, and there's just a recurring event every day. Multiple events per day that just say, Mary Jane masturbatory session. Take it
Not
off.
Not to mention, really, millions.
Nah.
Millions.
Like, who pays millions for porn in this day and age?
I do, shut up.
Seriously, though.
That's because you feel guilty for having to...
Hey,
you know, Cytheria.
As somebody who at one point was a starving artist, I do consider porn creators artists, and I will pay for porn.
They're artists with a cock.
They are. Seriously. No, I'm dead serious.
I'm not laughing at the fact that you said it. I'm laughing at the way you said it. It was the
yeah.
They are.
Just the earnest feeling behind it.
How do you think Jackson Pollock started?
Support your local porn artist. That's it. Let's have a porn artist support day. We'll make it a national holiday. Everybody comes on National Support Porn Artist Day.
Start Porntreon.
I think they have that. It's called Many Vids. Anyways,
I was going to say, isn't it just Patreon?
Next up is Sean being refereed by David.
Like, I support a furry porn artist on Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you, Dave.
Do good work.
Always good to support the artist.
See, Steve? That's good. I also pay for porn.
How much? How much of the porn do you have is paid for?
Well, if we're going ratios, I decline to answer.
How many decimal points?
More than one by a bunch.
Are we talking about paying for porn on a monetary scale, or
no? A percentage of someone's porn collection is stuff that they've paid for.
No, I thought we were talking on like a shame level.
We don't talk about shame. Is a thing that doesn't exist for us anymore.
Yeah.
Have you seen our show? It's basically shame.
It's kind of hard to see the show.
Whatever. Listen, Sean.
You can't what say David? That. You can tell him.
That's
to
all
look.
I got.
Just tell him to look.
Look, Sean.
I can't look.
Look
it's
at
a
our
radio show. All right, Sean, go ahead.
He pushed his luck by climbing the flower rack again to see if he could spy on MJ once more, but the hut was empty. He did notice an odd smell coming from the bathroom. It had a strong scent. Took him a few seconds to figure it out. Sonic took another big dump in it.
Oh, God.
It was dried cum, and a whole lot of it. He finally spotted another set of her panties covered in it.
I don't know about you, but cum really doesn't have that strong of a scent.
Yeah, I was going to actually ask.
I think you might be lying to yourself, bud.
That's because he only eats things that don't cast a shadow, Logs.
Katzenberg couldn't contain his excitement anymore. He grabbed the camera from its vantage point and rushed his way back to his cabin.
Where's the Flintstones running noise?
To be fair, it's also the Scooby-Doo running noise.
It's just a stock running noise.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even a good
Everybody
one.
Makes bongos when they run.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He wanted to know if he managed to capture the footage that would make him both a millionaire and extremely hard.
Priorities, man.
Try hardly a millionaire.
He locked himself in the bathroom and started playing back what he was recorded.
Yeah, it was C-SPAN 2 footage. He had it set to the wrong channel.
I have to go on. Hello, everybody. As I stand before you today, we have a grave decision in front of us. We need to be able to appropriate.
Well, I'm hard.
In order to fund a brand new roadway here in the beautiful city of Kentuckicut.
Yes.
Kentuckicut.
Just like Merylvania.
Merylvania, my home state, said that we need a goddamn road in Kentuckicut.
And I said, I'm going to load up city skylines and build it, but then blame Steve when it doesn't work.
Look, Steve.
Look at what?
Our show, it's really good. Back to you, Mr. Speaker.
It played the part Craig arrived at their cabin, and he just fast-forwarded through their entire conversation. He noticed Peter had an altercation over some juice, but nothing the tabloids would love to sell. He kept watching the trio, and nothing out of the ordinary happened. Craig finally left, and the lights were turned off. Then, the screen went all black with muffled sounds and static, and the obese man thought it was the end of it.
Oh, he was having a heart attack.
Asgard starts with an earthquake, bird and snakes. Billy Joel is not afraid.
It's Lenny Bruce.
So the little creep went to Parker's.
Katzenberg stated the obvious.
He could at least have told Parker to fuck his wife with the lights on.
Wow. Now, if that wouldn't give it away, I don't know what would.
Oh, by the way, Dave, I'm leaving. Also, keep your lights on the next time you have sex.
Okay.
Don't worry about yourself.
I'm appropriating funds.
After a good while, the recording resumed. This time, both Peter and Mary Jane were at the bed, and Craig was in the room again.
I'm at the room again.
David, are you doing your reffing job?
Yes.
It was he who turned the lights back on. Katzenberg was confused and decided to crank up the volume to see what was going on.
Well, in David's universe, that also makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just like, I gotta pop off the volume. Here we go.
I can't see what's going on. Honey, turn up the volume.
Honey, it's really dark in here. Can you turn up the volume?
Honey, there's a solar eclipse so that I don't hit anything. Please get me my ear horn.
Judy said she's not dignifying that with an answer.
You can't handle a few drinks, can you, Parker? Craig laughed. This was the bright side of
that
being
is
a giant.
The bright side.
Fuck.
Damn it, Craig.
Damn it, Dave.
What?
You missed your reffing.
Look, somebody else reffed it first. I didn't get a chance.
You were muted.
No, I wasn't.
No, I wasn't.
Wow.
Mr. Impressive. Speaker, I make a motion that you are lying out your ass.
Blow it out your ass, Howard. The speaker recognizes that you are now blowing it out your ass, Howard.
That is the bright side of being a junkie. It takes a lot of those drugs to put me down. I thought about leaving you two rookies snoring through the night, but I think your wife would appreciate something else.
Oh, come right a train.
What the hell is he talking about?
Katzenberg wondered. Craig noticed the couple's bag by the bed and started looking for something inside. The kid grinned wildly as he seemed
wildly.
To have... Fuck.
David?
I thought that said wildly, too, I'll be honest. I'll drink with you on that one.
Okay.
I hate how they refer to him as a kid.
Hey, look, if Donnie and Eric Trump are also America's first sons, this kid can too.
I don't know.
How old do you think you're allowed to be and still be in the Burger King Kids Club?
Fucking forever, bro. That's what my membership said. Like, me and KidVid, we go way back. Yeah, who caught that reference?
Okay.
My father isn't racist because he only sees one color, ham. Ham is a beautiful color. It could be described as a mix between pink and brown. One time he ate a book thinking it was a thick slice of ham.
That's awesome! Also, I'd like to point out that Eric Trump looks like a Dracula. Like a Dracula whose fangs are on his front teeth and not where his fangs should.
No, he looks like Triple H's version of the vampires from
He looks
Blade
like
3.
The
Oh god, yeah, you're right.
Triple H's vampire from Blade 3.
He and
my name Dracula.
And Donald Jr. looks like Shooter McGavin as a younger.
I was going to say, I always imagined that Eric Trump looked like a cleaned up version of the lead singer of The Offspring.
Yeah.
Ham.
Ham.
You know, that's really hammy.
Because you're staring at the ham. Whoa.
The kid.
Baby, life is nothing like a hamway.
The kid grinned widely. as he seems to...
Ham, 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 ham. Ham, 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 you're hamming at the ham.
All right, that's enough ham, Dave. You hamming
no,
it up?
No, ham forever.
As he seemed to have found what he was seeking, he pulled out a pair of Mary Jane's thongs from the bag of folded clothes. What do you know? Katzenberg laughed as he watched the tape. Guess that runs in the family.
What runs in the family?
Wanting to fuck Mary Jane.
And panties.
Yeah, pulling out thongs. It's a good skill.
I mean, okay.
Some people are in the footwear, what can I say?
True.
Craig quickly sprung his cock from its constricting prison, and Katzenberg's expression turned serious, almost scared.
I didn't want to see his penis!
Wait, who the fuck is Craig?
Craig is Katzenberg's nephew?
Nephew.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is a nephew name, isn't it? Fucking Craig.
Fucking Craig.
It can't be his son's name, it's only nephew name.
God damn it, Craig.
His nephew, who Katzenberg had always mocked and picked on for being too skinny, had an immense cock. It had to be 10, maybe 11 inches and very thick.
Okay, I would like to make a motion that ham face become an emoji. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I am.
All opposed.
Ham.
Steak.
Oh.
This is so good for my skin. Ham really cleans out the pores, babe.
I can literally feel the pounds melting off me. No, that's the grease.
It looked like the kid had a third arm attached to his groin.
Is that a mutant? I guess he'll use it for fisting.
Is there a mutant power of that in the Marvel Universe?
Probably.
What, having an arm penis?
Yes.
Whoa, Mr. Fantastic can stretch himself any size, so I'm guessing he can make his dick huge.
Okay, that counts. I'll allow it.
Okay.
Who's next?
Let me pull up the list. I'm totally not photoshopping right now. Next up is Sarah being refereed by... No, David being refereed by me.
Placing her thong up to his nose to inhale her womanly scent, just like Katzenberg had done earlier, Craig began to pound his meat for all he was worth.
Honey, can you go get me a ham?
Bone in or out?
I need the bone.
Well, there's about to be a bone in it.
Put it on the smoker. 3 hours. Probably imagined himself deep inside her, pounding his cock in and out as she wrapped her magnificent legs around him.
My uncle says I can't do anything right, but I bet MJ would be moaning with pleasure when I ran my cock up her womb, Burger.
He mocked the sleeping husband.
You'll pay for what you did to him, as I greedily suckled from her breast, and it'll be my time to moan when her tight pussy lips are wrapped around my fat cock.
So whiny!
Craig moaned as he took a deep breath to slow his heart rate.
I gotta tell you, dude.
I'm sorry. Sleep?
No, he's masturbating into her panties. She's not around.
No, she's definitely around.
Oh, boy.
There's no actual leg?
No.
No, there's about to be, though.
Okay.
He probably imagined, remember?
No,
so
Dave.
He could be imagining it. He could also be, like, thinking of Scrooge McDuck diving into the money bin.
Oh, no, Dave. It's about to happen.
It's...
Craig moaned as he took a deep breath to slow his heart rate.
I gotta tell you, dude, your wife is a hot piece of ass. You should have knocked her up when you had the chance. It's my turn now.
He checked to see if Mary... Okay, so yeah, not good. He checked to see if Mary Jane was awake, but she seemed to be sleeping heavily under the covers.
Let's see what you were missing,
he said as he slowly pulled the blanket from her.
Yeah, that's exactly what's missing from this.
Mary Jane was sleeping wearing only one of her tiny lacy panties, just a few inches away from Peter. Her big, firm breasts were now all exposed to the skinny kid. He just stood there for a moment, smiling as he appreciated the sight of her hot bod. Luckily for him, Katzenberg managed to set the camera so it had a clear angle of the whole room. Does he have like a lens on it or something that allowed him to do that?
Fisheye lens.
Yeah, it's a fisheye lens.
Yeah.
Everything
is better with a fisheye lens.
You know what really annoys me when it comes to live action porn is the fisheye lens.
I mean, you got to get that acute detail.
I mean,
no, it's like,
I don't know that I've ever seen.
It's like watching sex lens, so. As painted by Salvador Dali.
So like,
you guys are like weird stuff.
It's for those videos where the woman is very well endowed, but then they use the either the wide angle or the fish angle lens to make them even more bulbous, and I'm like, that's not cool. That's misrepresentation right
like
there.
They make the
look, Dave, what the fuck?
Vagina
are you talking
looks
about?
So much bigger.
They try to make it look so much bigger when you don't need to. They're good. Oh. They sell themselves.
I love big vaginas.
Wait. I think we're having two separate conversations here.
All right, guys.
Wait.
I found the ultimate ham face.
All right. I can see it. Let's see it. Oh, gross.
I can't get behind this.
Oh, that's Ken Ham. Oh, Logan, you card.
Oh, dear.
All right. Her big, firm breasts were now all exposed to the skinny kid. He just stood there for a moment, smiling as he appreciated the sight of her hot body. Luckily for him, Katzenberg had managed to set up a camera so it had a clear angle of the whole room. He watched as Craig came back to where MJ was sleeping, leaned over her, and started squeezing her breasts. Mary Jane was not moving, so he started being bolder, sucking and licking her nipples while massaging them with hands.
What are you doing, tiger?
She mumbled in a drunk-like state, never opening her eyes. Craig stopped for a moment, waiting for her to do something, but she must have thought it was Peter, so he resumed what he was doing.
The dogs don't like it.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Those walls are very thin.
She mumbled again, what if someone hears us like Katzenberger or his fucking kid?
Too late for that now, sweet cheeks.
The dog is having a delayed response to our discussion about ham.
I want ham. I want ham.
Yeah, that's just it. I want ham. Katzenberg kept laughing to himself as he watched the action. Craig was smiling and pretending he was Peter by making a deeper voice.
What if I were his kid?
Ew.
He said just before kissing her neck.
Oh, tiger.
She moaned, still looking dizzy and clumsy. Oh,
tiger.
She hugged him, still looking dizzy and clumsy. As he continued his assault on her, she started moaning softly. Katzenberg could see her nipples were getting hard.
You're being bold in this strip, aren't you?
Okay, let me see who's next. The dog is next.
Dog's next.
Yes.
All right, Sarah, you're up being refereed by me.
I want ham.
Okay. Boof, 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 bark, bark. Oh, God, how do I even say this? This is so gross. Okay. I'm just giving you what you need, he said as he undid the lace of her panties, sounding more like him now. And what would that be? MJ started getting into it, as it was me pretending to be Craig.
Okay, so he's pretending to be Craig, who's pretending to be Peter.
Yeah.
Yep. Craig pushed her legs apart and knelt between them. An involuntary moan escaped Mary Jane's lips as she felt his scrawny hands on her inner thighs. Oh. He leaned down on top of her and placed his nose up against her panty-covered mound and inhaled deeply.
Smells like Old Spice!
The type of sentence gets me every time I read something like that. It's just...
What type of sentence? Do clarify.
The inhaling deeply.
Is in a good way or a bad way?
Bad way, because all I can think is just someone is like up in there and just going like...
Or somebody
someone's giving reverse CPR to the vagina.
No, imagine somebody has been trying to hold their breath for as long as they can. The first thing they do after emerging from the surface of the water is shove their head in somebody's crotch and breathe.
Did you ever have that guy in like elementary school who tried to tell you that someone could survive by breathing air out of their own butt if they ran out of air underwater?
I never heard that.
Did you? What?
Yeah, I knew a guy like that.
Methane?
You cannot survive by breathing your own farts. You heard it here first, folks.
Mythbusters.
That's why FNF is educational and informational.
But also not very good
edutainment.
Smelling.
And comes in kid sizes. I'm sorry. It was right there.
Oh, Tyler!
Mary Jane moaned, felt his tongue through the thin fabric.
Oh, yeah!
Maul me!
Yeah, be my grizzly bear.
They're great.
That's a tiger.
Oh, God!
She cried as the kid removed her panties completely, and he dove face first into her.
Olympic judges, your scores, please. 7.8.
As France, I'm going to give it a 2.
Diving is a barbaric sport.
David.
Russia gives 11.
That's not an allowed number.
Too bad.
Too late. Eating the supermodel's hot pussy. He plunged. Blah, blah, blah. He plunged his
plunged.
Tongue. Blah. Yeah. His tongue into her deeper and deeper.
Oh, yes.
I'd like to make a motion for David to do this as Speaker of the House.
Hello.
Mr. Speaker, please read the line.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't get any better than that.
I didn't know we had Silver Snape here.
Hello.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Hello. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, baby. Oh, you're so good. Oh, God. Don't lose it, Tiger. Please, Pete, baby. She begged in a very loud tone.
You're so into this.
Oh, I don't know how I'm ever going to get off again.
Yeah, basically, any kind of actual sex is done for me now. I can only think about someone diving headlong into my ovaries.
Yeah, I don't know if I can ever, like, watch actual porn again.
Yeah,
Do you think there will ever be a Magic School Bus porn parody where they shrink down the school bus and dive inside someone's ovaries?
Well, there was that one where they got covered in salmon jizz.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Would it be, instead of the Magic School Bus, the Bang Chick School Bus?
Come on, the Bang Bros School Bus.
I feel like there's a lot of marketable ideas in this, yes.
Yeah, and they're probably already out there.
Okay.
Probably. Hopefully, actually.
Bang Bus.
I'd be disappointed in America
if
there
wasn't. We have been encouraged to start our own porn company at certain points.
This is a terrible idea, and no.
I want nothing of it unless I get to direct.
Do it.
David, you not only get to direct, you are your cinematographer, too.
That's what the director does.
And you get a cameo porn.
And all of our porn is going to be like, really, really like high quality, like art films and stuff where
with Severus Snape voices.
Well, yeah, like everyone has Severus Snape voices. That's the first part.
Everyone.
But then there's like, but there's no like actual on screen sex. It's all just, like footage of various plants around the house.
Yes.
I'm okay with this. Please read.
Like Ichi the Killer, where they jizz on the plant in the beginning.
I do love Ichi the Killer, but I think that joke went over everybody else's heads.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
I got it. It was no good.
Ugh, cut this tiger crap, bitch. He yelled, call me Craig.
What?
Call me Craig.
All right, hold up. I have never in my life wanted to be called by any other name other than my own, much less fucking Craig.
Well, his name is Craig.
You see, this is on his Craigslist.
All right, can I just leave the show? All right, I'm walking away.
If you leave the show, I'm leaving the show.
No! Shit, I ruined the show!
You're dead.
You killed us.
Both of us.
No!
I'll take the credit, too. I'm sorry.
Keep going. Keep going.
Okay. He continued eating her pussy, using his tongue to tickle and caress her clit as he quickly worked a finger.
Is that how you really do that?
No, I do it more like Boss Nass.
Oh, God, that's actually worse.
I have a Richter scale nearby. Oh, if my motions are not setting it off at least a 4 locally, I'm not doing enough.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, Craig.
Can you sound a little bit more uninterested into of it?
Oh, God.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah,
no, that's a little bit more. Yep. A little bit. It's got you got to take it just two more steps into boredom.
There's no more steps to go. She's in the basement.
Like, you're on your smartphone looking at pictures of, like, cheese.
Just keep your mouth agape while you do it.
Cheese is more erotic than this, though, just to be honest.
Oh.
Shh, let her go.
Oh, God. Oh, yes.
Oh, perfect.
Craig?
Perfect.
Mary Jane yelled as she was overwhelmed by the waves of pleasure. Flowed
I got a porny for best director.
Pleasure flowed through her entire body. It took some time for her to catch her breath. She was still shaking from her orgasm. You are full of surprises.
Can you give us your best impression of her orgasm as Boss Nass?
I don't know how to sound like
Yeah, basically that. Just imagine you have really, really big jowls.
Okay. No promises. This is probably going to sound like utter shite. Okay.
Like Super Saiyan Walter Matthau.
Okay.
You know what? I'll take it. It's okay. It sounded more like you were getting electrocuted, but you know what? Such is the shocking life of the orgasm.
You try.
You know what? I'll do the SpongeBob accent. You are full of surprises. What else do you got for me? That's about as good as I can get.
Also, thank you, SimJohn.
I just wanted to get the glove world.
Please read.
Okay, she asked, teasing him. He then stood up, his back to the camera, and started tossing his clothes, getting naked. He took her right hand and wrapped it around his large dick.
Ah, broke all the bones in her hand!
Yeah, it was so thick, MJ couldn't close her hand around it.
Okay.
She seemed puzzled.
So, here's the thing. I have a beer bottle in my hand, and I can just barely not close my hand around it. There's, like, maybe less than a quarter of an inch that I can't wrap entirely.
I have a pint glass. Mine is better.
I have a pint glass as well.
Mine's bigger, Steve.
Can you wrap your hand around it?
Yes, I can, because I have a giant, stupid hand.
My hand too small. I got small hands and a big glass. I don't know what to do. I don't think this plan was very well thought out.
Two hands, one glass.
No.
She seemed puzzled, as she must have felt the difference.
Why? You're a big boy, Craig.
She said playfully.
Can you say that more like a teacher meeting a student the first day?
No. I can certainly try.
Do it as Boss Nass as the Crypt Keeper.
There's no way in hell I'm going to be able to do Boss Nass.
While going Super Saiyan.
I'll try the teacher one, though. My, you're a big boy, Craig.
Can you just poopies?
I just made this so uncomfortable. I'm sorry.
My legs are crossed and they're not uncrossing anytime soon.
My job is done, she said playfully. Bigger than usual, he asked. Yeah, baby. Way bigger, she answered.
Did you say like a Dota 2 sportscaster? Just, yeah, baby!
Wow!
No one's ever done that. Evidence on that in the history of Dota.
All right, so you know what? You don't have to do it because they already did it. Good job, everybody.
You unfun unfunner.
She answered in a sluttish tone. In her state of disorientation, she didn't know what else. Blah blah blah. She didn't know what. No, blah blah. She didn't know she was holding the penis of someone other than her husband.
And it wasn't attached to anyone, apparently.
Oh, wow. That's what you call a dildo.
Oh, God, dildo, I read ahead.
Penis was maybe a euphemism. It was more like a mammoth cock.
Voiced by Ray Romano.
That's still a penis.
Oh, God, no. Hello, my name is Manny's Penis.
How is it not
I gotta go out to the wild.
It's a mammoth rooster.
A big mammoth cock.
And somehow mammoth cocks have the ability to smile.
Hello, Ray.
Robert! How you doing?
Alright, is there any Everyone Loves Raymond fan fiction on Kristen's collection?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, because nobody likes Raymond.
Come on, your
show was on for 9 baffling years.
Come on.
I have no idea how that finished. Alright.
I like Raymond.
I don't think this monster will fit inside me, baby.
It will. Let it go.
Alright, I'm done. I did it.
Right. Next up is Logan being refereed by Sean.
Logan.
I'll make it fit. Craig got on top of her and pulled Mary Jane to him. His lips crushing hers, her naked breasts crushed against his chest. All right, so against
the frog territory?
Yeah. Well, they're both very close.
Hello. This is Craig T. Nelson.
From Coach?
Yes. His arms wrapped around her tight body in a devastating embrace.
Yeah.
MJ scissored her legs around his bony waist and gasped into his kissing mouth as the massive head of his cock pressed against the entrance of her pussy.
Wow.
Craig grasped the back of her head and pulled her kissing lips from his. Enjoy the ride, Red, he said.
Why Red?
Because she's a redhead.
She has red hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's a ginger.
Oh. Okay, so my brain went the worst and most creepy way that could have gone. I thought it meant blood.
Oh.
Why would you think that? That's just kind of weird.
You know what this whole story is.
I'm on the show.
Mary Jane whimpered. Her heart fluttered and her mind felt giddy as Craig took command of the situation and her body. Mary Jane's eyes grew wide, and yet she couldn't recognize the man, well, kid tops, that was about to fuck her.
What?
She opened her mouth in surprise, his cock at the entrance of her tight, dripping pussy.
It's like damn, it physically sucks. It comes hurts in my mouth head. To make this voice.
So you don't do it.
No! His cockhead seemed enormous as it penetrated MJ's virgin-like pussy. Her body jerked as it breached her lord.
Say, try again.
Breached her cunt lips. It looked as if she was a virgin. There's that thing again.
Yeah.
Her firm tits were crushed against Craig's chest. The pounding of his heart sent waves of goosebumps. I'm losing it now. Waves of goosebumps across her skin.
By R.L. Stein.
I was gonna say yes. A bunch of books of goosebumps just creeping along her skin. Like ew. Right there underneath her titty is Beast from the East.
I mean, we can also throw Jack Black into the mix, but...
Except for the Choose Your Own Adventure ones. I read those.
Oh, yes. You know, there was a book that I heard about, I haven't gotten my hands on, that was a Choose Your Own Sex Adventure.
Yes, it's called Corruption of Champions.
Written by R.L. Quick Stein. Tangent.
Written by R.L. Stein.
quick tangent, I have been looking it up. There is a fan fiction called Raymond Loves Dick. Raymond is excited. Raymond is excited to be going to work for the day with his brother. He can't wait to serve us some cop cock.
Works for me.
Raymond's mouth salivated like a Pavlovian canine. Oh, okay, this is going to the queue.
Please, and yes.
Ray. She couldn't breathe, and the throat-filling tongue had nothing to do with it. Craig smiled as the beautiful supermodel bit her bottom lip, and her eyes glazed over as he began forcing his freakishly large cock into
nope.
Freakish.
Just freakish.
Also,
just
am freakish. I the only one that thinks when they say glazed over eyes that the eyes become donuts?
Yes.
You know, when you were starting to say that, I never thought about that. But then suddenly it came to me.
I would say you were Krispy Kreme.
Yes. The Krispy Kreme, not yes. like the ones with
well,
the
he's about though. To Krispy Kreme in her.
Ah!
Hey. Did anybody but me go and see the Power Rangers movie?
No.
I saw it. Dave, why are you bringing this up right what? Now?
Because what's in the movie, there was a Krispy Kreme prophecy.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we'll like save that it, movie was fucking brilliant.
Let's save it for after the show.
Like,
okay.
This prophecy brought you by Krispy Kreme?
Mm-mm.
Yes, like yes. It was like
different. No spoilers.
Rang out for Krispy Kreme.
Hush.
Forcing his freakish large cock into her little pussy, he rested back as inch after inch slowly penetrated Mary Jane's tight cunt. Soft hands rested on his chest. Her fingernails slowly digging into his flesh.
No,
softly.
I'm the referee.
Softly digging into his flesh as incoherent whimpers escaped her pursed lips. Come on, Mary Jane. It's not even half in, and you're bawling like a baby.
Hey, Craig has been identified multiple times in the story as a kid. Logan, give me a kid voice.
I'll give you my kid voice.
It's just Logan's normal voice.
This is what I sounded like as
a baby.
Wow.
8-year-old Logan.
Wah, wah. Craig Wait, said, growing so impatient.
Logan, when you were a kid, you were Waluigi?
Yeah, that's the voice I imagined for Craig is Waluigi.
He wanted his swollen nutsack resting on her sweet ass. He wanted the ecstasy of feeling his entire cock buried inside her tight belly.
What?
And
hot.
Being digested.
It's so hot. Mary Jane whimpered, lowering her tight pussy until another inch of the blood-engorged cock disappeared inside her.
Well, I guess when he said red, he wasn't kidding?
Let me help, Craig said, spreading his legs. Mary Jane's knees were slightly touching the outside of his thighs. Spreading his legs caused her to fall forward, allowing another 2 inches to plunge into her already stuffed pussy. Yeah.
Ugh. Oh my god!
So, are you still on the whole Dota train right now?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You sounded like one of the characters from Dota.
You've never even played Dota.
Yes, I have.
You played it once on stream.
I played it like 5 times on stream, and I hated every minute of it.
Yeah, but we had a good time because me and Tony casted yours in Trench's game. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
We made fun of the fuck out of you.
Yes, you did.
She whimpered, throwing her head downward and grinding her teeth as the throbbing cock sent a pulsating wave of sexual current through her body.
Bizap.
Wow. Katzenberg watched the warm juices flow around the kid's cock.
Flowing.
Just wanted to remind you again that this is a kid's cock. And over his large set of balls, she quivered and shook as the unexpected orgasm ripped through her body. The veins in her neck stuck out as she threw her head up and whimpered.
She's going super.
That means we're circling back around again to me. Yeah.
Have fun.
Okay, it's me being refereed by Sean.
How does that feel, baby?
Craig said, sticking his tongue out. Hard! Mary Jane said. Her hands were clenched in small fists and rested on Craig's chest. His hands held her slim waist as her legs stayed wrapped around her waist.
His waist.
Lots of waists. Her feet were crossed at the ankles. Oh, God, so hard! This is what women normally sound like during sex, right?
Oh, obviously.
Sure.
Katzenberg could not believe how fast MJ ended up in this position. Few minutes ago, she was sleeping deeply. Now her panties were at a crumpled heap at Craig's feet, tossed aside with disdain. And just a few inches from her sleeping husband. Obediently still clinging to him, Mary Jane sucked in the hot, heavy air like there was not much left of it. Of it left.
Of it left.
Yes, yes. The kid was still smiling. Wow, change the phrasing in here.
The kid was still smiling. He was always smiling.
Oh, God! Mary Jane screamed. Her head flew backwards while her grip around his neck tightened. This is getting weird.
Oh.
Just a little choke sex. That's all right.
Yeah. I mean, we've got all the other fetishes.
Well, most of them. 2% of them.
So, yeah.
True.
Saliva from their drenching kiss sprayed from her mouth as she screamed, just like I do against my monitors every week.
just like Richard Nixon.
Dear God, go slow! Oh, oh God! Mary Jane cried as Craig slowly sank his 11-incher into her. That's a big sub. Oh yes, slow, sweetie. Oh yes, oh my God. Katzenberg.
Oh my God. It's just so much quark.
Katzenberg could see her pussy stretching as it tried to accommodate his nephew's huge organ from being forced deep inside.
Huge?
Huge. Huge. Her eyes shut harder, and it was obvious that she felt his cock going deeper than anyone she had ever had. It filled her completely, and almost seemed like it would break her in half as it just kept pushing forward, again referencing back to the Suez Canal.
Yep.
Oh, fuck! The boy growled down at her as his hard... God, this is written really sloppily.
Yeah.
I mean, this entire fic is sloppy.
As his hard shaft pried its way into her cunt. I don't know why, but my brain immediately went to the villains from Home Alone opening a vagina with crowbars.
And then a big paint can just swings down next in the face.
Oh, God, no!
You've got a hot, tight pussy, Mary Jane. Come on, spread your legs. I need you. All of you. God. They're spread. She groaned, licking at the fingers. I'm trying, honey. You're so fucking huge.
Huge.
You're so fucking huge. I'm the hoogest. I'm drinking for huge.
What does a giant owl say? Huge.
I love it. It's one of the best chicken jokes I've heard all week.
Yay!
This might make you laugh. What does a nosy pepper do? It gets jalapeno business.
You know, the joke wasn't especially funny. I think it's only funny because it was in a robot voice.
The kid's fat cock entered her pussy like
jalapeno business.
The kid's fat cock entered her pussy like a burning rod. Nearly half of the pulsating member penetrated her in one brutal thrust. Her mind was on the verge of blackout and reached for happy thoughts so that she could fly to Never Never Land. That's Stargate!
Whatever, Stargate, Neverland.
All right, somebody do a redub of Peter Pan, Disney's Peter Pan, with the Stargate soundtrack instead. To hold
that
upon.
Sounds like an awesome idea.
It really does.
And keep a conscious. She looked like a. Come on! She looked like a stuffed turkey on Thanksgiving. Her tight.
Well, at least it's not a ham face.
Her tight cunt was stuffed with so much cock. She gasped.
And cloves.
And stuffing.
Maybe a little garlic.
Ooh, garlic goes great with Wagyu.
She gasped frantically for air, like I am, because I can't breathe with all the laughing. Katzenberg had fucked lots of cheap turkeys. I mean, lots of cheap whores before, and thought he had seen it all. But nothing like this. That bastard kid filled her tight pussy with so much cock the outline could be seen through her firm belly?
No!
That's some anime bullshit right there.
Yeah. That is when you realized you are a goa'uld.
I got a snake in my belly.
It was clear that MJ had never been fucked by such an immense cock. Yes, we get it.
I don't think anyone has.
Her nerves were on fire, sending impulses throughout her entire body. Her clit was so sensitive, a feather could bring her off.
Ain't that a kink?
Well, not just that, yeah, that's not, like, writing English words?
No.
This wasn't a feather. This was a veined cock whose foreskin was rough and unforgiving.
Close enough.
It's an unforgivable curse.
I mean, with a name like Katzenberg, I don't think that he would have a foreskin.
Also, maybe that's why they circumcise babies, because foreskin is rough and unforgiving. Next up is Daniel being refereed by Logan. I need to go get a glass of water.
Okay.
Oh, God. Katzenberg knew the fat cock was being shoved inside was larger than anything.
There's no was.
Ooh, go to jail.
Okay. It wasn't throbbing inside her. It was pounding, like his own heart pounding against the sensitive button of her clilt.
Clilt?
Quilts?
I corrected it. Causing shockwaves through her tortured pussy and back again. The overweight man was being consumed by envy as he watched his skinny nephew fuck his longtime obsession. Fuck! I need this so bad! MJ moaned as he pulled out and then quickly pushed his thick shaft into her again. A bit further, her head swung forward violently and smashed against his pale chest.
That's called blunt force trauma.
It's okay. She gagged, biting into the skinny neck of Craig.
And ripped out his neck, causing the artery to overflow.
He was toying with her. She laced her on his body so tight her legs began to cramp up. Oh, I just hate cramps. And her toned arms wrapped around his thin form. Fingernails raked his back. Relax, baby. Just relax, baby, Craig said, holding her slim waist tightly. You're almost halfway there. Mary Jane sobbed.
Halfway to where?
On the dick.
Why?
Going anywhere. Mary Jane sobbed, unable to remove her lips from his neck. His hands, already circled around her slim waist, pushed her down, while plunging her lips upward, thrusting his cock deeper into her pussy.
Are you a slut for my big cock, baby?
He asked, teasing her.
What's up, baby?
MJ groaned loudly, her fingers clawing into his back as his dick once more rammed home. As she whimpered.
I did it again.
What did you say? Craig mocked.
I am! Mary Jane shouted. I am a slut for your big fucking cock!
Would you hate me if I told you I made up that story about my uncle just so I could screw you? Craig held her hips, looking down at the juncture of her bodies where his bloated cocktip disappeared into the clinging lips of her pussy.
Bloated?
Bloated. Bloated.
Okay. You know, I should really stop questioning this.
No, you shouldn't. You
stop thinking about it
don't think about it.
You need more sex ed, honey.
I do. I'm in America.
Oh boy. Fuck you, bastard. I was being nice to you, and all you could think was stretching my tight little pussy with that horse cock of yours. Mary Jane teased him. Inch by inch, she was filled with his giant cock until their pelvic bones met.
Did they no clip?
No. They exchanged business cards.
Yeah. Okay.
Until their pelvic bones met and they stay motionless for a minute. One, two.
Okay, minutes up.
Three. Craig looked like he had never felt anything this tight. His cock seemed encased in a vice of velvet. Mary Jane looked like she was going to split. But her pussy began to mold around his cock and it became pleasurable.
Just now?
I'm honestly imagining that there's a mariachi band outside playing while they're doing this. Exactly. Next up is Sean being refereed by David.
I wanted to fuck you. Yeah, I wanted to fuck you ever since I fucking saw you. He growled down at her as he looked down to watch his big, hard dick now sliding rapidly in and out of her pussy. His large ball slapping loudly against her ass.
Whap, whap, whap.
Oh, baby, every man does.
You said whap, 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 and like, honey, is there somebody banging a trout against the door again?
MG groaned as she rolled her eyes. The difference is that none of them has a dick this fucking good. Yeah, so fucking big. Oh, I love the way you fuck me. Yes! Oh, fuck me like a slut!
Man, I got spit all over my screen.
It's just that good, Sean.
That's good acting.
You're so fucking hot, bitch. He growled down at her as he thrust his dick hard inside her, slamming all 11 inches inside her fully, her big tits bouncing up and down. He kept laughing as he pounded her away. Where's he pounding her to?
Pound Town.
Funky Town.
You are without a doubt the hottest piece of ass I have ever nailed. Craig sneered. Screw you! MJ
groaned. I think
groaned.
That's actually happening.
Yeah, you will be seeing that when I fill your belly with Craig Jr.
Gross.
You are a junior!
He's 16. What's the legal age of consent in New York?
Where are these people running
18
from?
Still, I think? Not.
They're running too. The world's most crazy game show.
I think it's between 14 and 18. It's within 2 years and with consent. After 18, it's just consent.
Okay, probably.
He snickered before lifting her up off until half of his cock filled her aching pussy. Oh, fuck me! Shoot all your fucking cum into me! Knock me up! Fill me! Oh, fuck! That's so hot! Oh, yeah! Make me pregnant, baby! I'm coming!
Sean, do your co-workers listen to this?
No.
Good.
Not unless I make them.
So New York's age of consent is a little bit iffy.
Okay. Did you look this up?
Just Googling it right now. Yeah, it's a little iffy.
Okay.
Explain.
Oh, okay. In New York State, a person who is under age 16 but older than 13 years old can consent to sex with a person who is no more than 4 years older. The crime of the third degree rape only happens when a person over the age of 21 has sex with a person who is under 17 years of or age older or younger, and that person can or maybe ellipses.
Those kinds of laws exist in most states, actually.
I mean, anyone running for Congress here?
Currently. I threw those dreams out the window the moment that we started this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Voting for Steve-O.
I'm running on the beard platform. I believe everybody should have a beard, and that substitute beard should be provided for anybody who can't grow one.
Steve-O.
Yeah. Finally, he speaks for the beardless among us.
Who's your running mate?
My beard.
That's not a running mate. It has to be a real thing.
No, that's your platform.
My beard suddenly leaps off my face and delivers a moving speech to the entirety of Congress.
Everyone is moved.
Everyone is
moved. From one seat to the left.
All right, let's get back to reading.
Her screams died in a mixture of sobs and breathless sighs. She twisted against his grip and penetration. Still clearly, spelled wrong, but still clearly, she had never been so openly naked. Her legs spread so far apart. The pounding she was receiving was ruthless. Craig fucked the redhead supermodel harder. She was his personal piece of ass. His cock filling plunge, elaborating this fact. Mary Jane held on to Craig with all her might. Incoherent mules of pain and pleasure being emitted from her throat.
Meow.
Yeah. So stuffed with cock, being fucked so hard. Only whimpers and shoulder biting was her reply. Her thoughts were just as incoherent as her words. The bastard kid smiled, his ego growing as, "Oh, gods!" echoed through his mind over and over.
I think it's, "Oh, gods."
"Oh, gods!"
Yep.
His arms wrapped tightly around her back and waist were all the leverage Craig needed to fuck the beautiful redhead wife. One of his hands grasped tightly Mary Jane's buttocks, pulling her away from him before slamming her back against his body. She gasped and groaned, biting into his neck, scratching his back as he fucked her deliriously, slamming her into his hairy groin over and over.
Well, that's a random detail.
Yeah.
Hairy.
her legs flayed over his shoulder, her toes curling as her feet kicked aimlessly in the air.
Flayed as in, like, flagellated?
Sure.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's not true. Good.
Who's next?
Who's next? Steve!
I'm looking for the icon. Calm down.
First off, it's me.
No, it's Sean.
I just read.
He just fucking read.
All right, well,
nope, then, Sean. Sorry.
Then it's Sean.
Gotta go, Sean. Sorry.
David, you're
gotta read another page.
She bucked, thrust, and rocked underneath him in the screaming, thundering climax.
I think you're a page off.
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh.
P23.
The orgasm's ripping her soul apart. She couldn't breathe. Her naked lines were being pounded ruthlessly, and the cock inside her was deeper than anything she had ever felt.
David, you're the narrator for the new Cosmos show.
The lips of Craig upon her neck would leave a mark. She didn't care.
Billions and billions of sperm.
Billions and billions per shot. Stringy ropes of cum.
Oh, the ropes of cum.
Trying to penetrate her deeper and felt her flat belly, or fill her flat belly with so much cock, it floated outward.
Wait, whoa. I thought her belly was concave.
Yes.
Now you're saying flat?
Convex now, because it's got so much cock in it.
Well, no, it's bloating outward. It's still concave. It's just less concave. It's going from like a 120 degree angle to like a 70 degree angle.
Okay, I see what you got, Matt.
More confused.
It's no longer a bell curve.
Is this like Kermit the Frog and Barack Obama combined?
There we go.
Yes.
Mary Jane Whimper. Her body convulsed inside, her insides feeling as if she was going into seizure.
That's just Barack. There's no Kermit.
Her back, Barack, yeah.
Her back arched the muscles in her neck, straightening her skin. And he still continued slamming her back and forth against his body.
It sounds
right, what
like
else you got?
Go on. It literally sounds like you're having an internal conflict between the two voices. keep going.
Fighting for dominance?
Yes.
No, Kermit, it's me.
It's the movie Split all over again.
Go back to Cosmos. I liked Cosmos.
Craig fell to his knees, holding Mary Jane tight against his body, smashing her heavy tits against his chest. His cucks began throbbing harder.
Whoa, more than
multiple now?
His heavy balls tightened against her buttocks, and her insides looked as if they were on fire.
So now confirmed canon, horse cock, tiger cock, all the cocks.
Hemipene.
I believe his name was human spider tiger horse. 1970s Japanese film star human tiger spider horse was a national hero. They did try dubbing the show over here in America. However, it did not take off due to the popularity of an already multi-formed animal TV show, The Muppet Babies.
All right, let's roll.
Oh, damn it.
Fuck. He suddenly laid her down upon the bed, smearing her across the mattress with all the delicacies of a bulldozer.
Ew.
He pounded his groin against her in grinding, pelvis-crushing motions. Her bare, neatly trimmed loins were impossibly slammed into his thick black pubic hair.
I heard
sticky
slammed?
With sweat.
Slammed?
And her.
No, don't bring the ham back into this!
Sex acts from the internet. Splammed. You ejaculate it to a piece of ham and then eat it.
Well, you know what? That is double the protein, so good job.
Urban Dictionary, here I come.
Oh no!
Here I come!
I want to change from Cosmos, please, because I don't want to read that next line as Cosmos.
Oh no, you have to do it now.
I don't want
to. You have to do it!
Oh, ram that big fucking dick into my tight. Fucking hard. Oh yes, like that. Fuck me so good. Oh. She groaned loudly as she continued thrusting herself back into his invading rod.
Onto
his
invading. I got this. Don't you worry.
God, you are splitting me open with your horse cock.
WWE announcer.
Craig continued to fuck her hard, sending his cock deep into a juicy pussy as he bottomed out on each thrust.
Sending his dock? and sending the entire pier into the vagina.
I mean, it's a horse cock, and then you just gotta add a little bit more space.
Steve, take a short walk off an even shorter pier.
Off an even shorter penis.
By God, King, giant pillar with his giant spear! Spear! I gotta take a drink, hold on.
Okay.
It's a wonder how stadiums get so hot when they're filled with fans.
Wow.
You know what? I'm done with the show. We had a good
No!
Are we just signing it off to Google because Google is making all the jokes now?
I'd like to announce my triumphant return to the show.
Yay!
Okay.
David's like, that was a scary 2 seconds.
That was. I was alone for a very long time.
Oh.
He was impaling her on a giant spear with her thrust into her thigh clenching.
Well, hey, David, what is that word? Say it again.
Sound like brr.
Tanook. There it is.
David, do you have a problem saying the word cunt?
Yes, Tanook.
Yes, Tanook, see? Dave says it right.
He's
Marlon Brando now.
Now we're bringing the ram into this.
Yes. He's now human tiger spider ram horse. That was his gold mode.
At least
his Sentai transformation.
Mary Jane Gaius. Her legs spread her legs further. They were now behind her head.
Yes.
As far as she could. Fuck my deep. Pound that big fat prick all the way in and out.
Well, okay, can you tell me honestly, what's your problem with saying the words pussy and cunt and vagina at this point?
I don't know. I don't like it.
You don't like calling a vagina a vagina?
No, I can say vagina all day long.
But you don't, ever.
Because it's never said. They always say the P word.
Then do it.
Poopy.
All right, fine. Here's what you should do. From now on, Poopy? If it says pussy, say pagina. If it says son, if it says cunt, say cagina.
I love it.
But
you know what? If you just change every instance of that in a story so it's uniform across the board, I'll do it.
Why don't you just do it on your own?
Because I have no edit powers to the story, Steve.
No, do it in your head.
Why don't you just edit it with your brain?
Because that requires work.
Say pussy. Right,
David, say pagina.
So, like, all I can think of is Pudge from the fucking Cats Don't Dance movie, the little tiny penguin guy.
All right, say pagina.
I'm not saying pagina.
Why? What's wrong with saying pagina?
Nothing, I just like messing with you. Pagina.
Damn it.
Her pagina clamped down on his plunging cock like a vice. The entire length of her rippling cagina grabbed his... grabbed at his...
Yes! I love this so much!
And tried to milk all the sperm from it. Her sleeve tightened on his iron-hard tool. At least I didn't say hand tool. As he pushed in and pulled out, demanding his care. She heard a far-off scream of orgasmic ecstasy and slowly realized it was herself crying out in the final release. Ungh! Your prick is enormous!
Kakarot!
Oh. Your prick is enormous! Oh, I had no idea it could be this good. It feels so good in my vagina! Harder! Fuck my vagina as hard as you can! Kakarot, give me your baby!
I'm laughing so hard that my face hurts.
Oh, God.
My face hurts so much. Next up is Sarah.
He's sleeping.
Oh.
Yeah, he's sleeping like right next to all this. He's like, man, you know what? I'm going to do? I'm going to sleep.
He's like,
yeah, he's conked out hard.
Fisher's a Spider-Man.
Yeah, Craig. His name is Craig.
Spider-Man.
Craig.
Spider Craig. She bucked, thrust, and rocked underneath him in a screaming, thundering climax that seemed to go on forever and ever.
And ever and
ever. And ever. Okay.
It's like the end of, was it 2001 A Space Odyssey?
Yes.
Her vagina and his padongo.
It's the dongo.
Yeah, I can't wait to blast
play the bongos.
Human, spider, tiger, horse, ram, dodongo.
Yes.
Oh, dude, that was like
playing the bongos.
Dodongo.
It was the after credit sequence for the movie. I want to tell you of the human, tiger, spider, horse, ram, dodongo initiative.
Craig plunged deep into her, exploding Kajina one final time.
Hey, David gets a pass, you don't.
No!
You need to stop giving David passes.
Yeah, I get all the passes.
Yeah! Okay,
you can say Pajina if you need to.
I can say it for you.
Okay, I can say it. I can do this.
Golly!
Craig plunged deep into her exploding cunt one final time, began to fire rope after rope of burning hot cum into her climaxing wound.
Cum of fire! Rope.
It was like a geyser going off in her. His cum poured out of him in eruption after eruption, coating the inside of her burning snatch.
I mean, isn't that why so many people flock over to Yellowstone and just, you know, open their vaginas over Old Faithful?
Yeah, it's the world's most powerful douche.
At least you know there's going to be no problems getting it out. And then squeezing out around the base of his rampaging cock as he continued to thrust into her pussy again and again. Their commingled juices flowed down her legs in rivers of white sticky strands and pooled on the floor at her feet. Katzenberg could see Craig's large balls contracting load after large load of hot, white, sticky cum shot deep inside her unprotected pussy.
Bam.
Deep into her womb as she was shivering and shaking orgasm.
Oh, she was just doing the time warp again.
Yeah.
I remember doing the time warp, drinking.
The kid continued to ram his
stop
big
calling 11. The kid! Please!
The child of indeterminate age.
He's 16. They say so earlier in the fic.
Determinate age.
Determinate age. I like it.
Yes.
Continued to ram his big 11-inch dick hard into her tight pussy for what seemed like an eternity. Until he pumped her full with his cum. That was too much for Mary Jane, as she just passed out by all the drugs plus the excitement.
Oh, yeah, she was drugged.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Steve.
What?
Will you buy me a 4 terabyte internal SATA 3 hard drive? It's a solid state. It's only $1,300.
David, say cunt, pussy, vagina.
And you'll think about it.
Oh, no, I gotta have guarantee. I don't betray my morals for nothing. I gotta have just compensation.
Were you not earlier today literally just trying to offer me money for expenditures for the show?
Listen, that was different, all right?
No, you're supposed to say look. You can't say listen.
Stop looking, listen, Steve.
Thanks, Elvis.
You're welcome.
Craig's cum filled her completely.
Completely.
Wow, Steve, you really joked that one out.
And started running out of her, down her legs, and dripped onto the floor.
So you better go catch it.
Recycling!
Yes, very nutritious. He just stood up, wiped his cock clean with her bikini bottom, and headed for the kitchen to grab some cold water. Another big rush of cum escaped MJ's cunt and fell to the mattress with 6 inches from the previous drop.
6 inches of what? So it is an actual stalactite now?
Oh my god, it's a stalactite of cum.
Yep, there's the episode title.
Stalactites have come.
Come visit Carlsbad Caverns. We have stalactites of come.
Oh, honey, we can't just drive pipe by that. Come
nope.
on.
We have to go. It's nutritious.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's good for you.
I hate my life.
I hate yours, too.
Katzenberg could see the large globs of his nephew's seed leaking from the supermodel's cunt. Now a complete mess, all red and swollen, making a puddle under her ass. I thought it was a stalactite.
Or stalagmite.
It's vacuum forming at this point. It's going to turn into a mold of her ass and vagina. That's going to be hung, not at the Smithsonian or anything, just at the Walters Art Gallery in Baltimore.
10,000 yes. years from now, it'll be floating in space, an alien. Find
Wait,
it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Being
driven,
what is this? It's going to be floating in space, delivered by a rocket from Elon Musk and being driven by a spaceman.
A spaceman in an empty suit will be driving it.
In this vagina.
Yes.
Perfect.
I love it.
Damn, Parker. Your wife is so fucking hot. Craig mocked Peter's sleeping form. None of the school bitches I fucked was nearly like her.
Thank you.
Did you see how much she enjoyed my big cock of her tight little pussy? Oh, right. You didn't. You were sleeping.
Because I drugged you.
Just so evil.
I doubt she will ever be that tight again when I finish with her. But capital look on the on the bright side. You are taking all the credit for it. Just as Craig was about to mount MJ again, the video went to black. Katzenberg had his own cum running down his hands and was overwhelmed by what he had just witnessed. If he'd only known at the time all of the things that were going to happen.
That were still to happen.
Fuck. Mm. That were still to happen at the company trip. End.
I like how it says end and there's no more, but they allude to something nope. else that never happened.
Yeah. Or
this story was written as an adult fantasy. The author does not condone the described behavior in real life.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah. Seriously, though.
Logan, you want to start another story?
Sure, why not?
Oh, no, boy. It's late and I have work tomorrow.
It's 9:47!
Oh, it's not even 10 o'clock yet.
Yeah, it's but it's eight? Almost 10 o'clock.
It's 8:47 in the Midwest.
Well, that's because you live in the middle of the country.
That's why it's called the Midwest!
If I may, without being...
No, you may not. But, because, okay.
Now we shall be reading Two Hearts Are Better Than One.
A Time Lord fic.
Ah, okay.
No, it's not.
It's that. Mario. It's not that. Summary. Oh. Lemmy and Iggy, Ludwig and Larry. Four Koopas that will find a lot of.
No, it's
themselves.
A lot. Because it's... There's...
A lot.
This is the allotted time.
Will they find love, or will their feelings only hurt them? This story was pretty strong. Has pretty strong sexual themes. Includes / incest. You have been warned. I'm not kidding.
I'm not well. Kidding.
Alright, no, Sean, you're reffing him for first page.
Yay. Chapter 1, Lemmy's Secret Love. Chapter 1, Two Hearts Are Better Than One. Lemmy woke up one morning at... Hey, Steve, are you fucking reffing?
Yes, my name is Sean now.
Shut up. At 7 a.m. on the dot, like he did every morning, he got up, went to the bathroom, then laid flat against his bed.
Which was also apparently in the bathroom.
Which was in the bathroom. Morning, Lemmy, Iggy said cheerfully as he sprang up in the bed next to him. Lemmy jumped in fright at his twin.
Ah!
He forgot he still shared a room with his brother.
How do you forget that kind of thing?
Look, if you have to pee really bad, you forget a lot of things.
True.
Good morning, Iggy. He gasped, out of breath from his miniature panic attack. Wow, you sound really down this morning. Who was that?
Daniel accidentally left.
Yeah, oh. I fixed him.
Yay.
What's wrong with you today? Iggy asked playfully, making it sound like a joke.
Bless you.
Nothing, really. It's just... Never mind. Could you hand me my shell? They take their shells off?
Yes, don't Why you not? Know? It's just a coat.
I'm uncomfortable.
Hi, uncomfortable. I'm Steve-O. Pleasure to meet you.
Sure. Here you go.
Oh,
Iggy passed Lemmy his shell, which Lemmy then put on and adjusted so it fit just right. Iggy did the same right after him. Ready to go down for breakfast? Iggy asked. You know it. I'm so hungry, I could eat a boo.
Boo earns.
How do you eat an
Stop a thinking boo? About it so much. Just stop thinking about it so much.
It's very gooey.
Go through the boo.
Just stop thinking about it so much. Okay. Ha ha. There's the brother I know. He patted Lemmy on the back, making him blush slightly, but quickly turned his head to avoid showing Iggy. So, you coming, or do I have to... or do I have to drag you to the kitchen? Iggy taunted. Ha! You couldn't drag me if you tried. Oh, really? Want to bet? You're on! At these words, he grabbed his twin by his tail and started dragging him down the hall, both of them laughing as they went on. So, can I drag you or not? You better make up your mind before we reach the stairs. Ah! Okay, okay. You can drag me. Lemmy... This is strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lemmy chuckled as he got back onto his feet. They ran down the stairs, racing each other to the kitchen table. At breakfast, the seven Koopas sat at a huge table with King Dad right at the head of the table.
When I become a dad, I will be referred to as King Dad.
Ludwig was next, with a stack of at least 15 pancakes in front of him. Then it was Morton, Roy, Wendy, and Larry, all with different meals.
Oh, of course, you had to go to the frickin' Super Mario Wiki to look up the names of the other Koopalings, didn't you?
Oh, of course.
I mean, you didn't... I know all those off the top of my head.
Tell me right now.
They're on the page.
Literally right in front of me. It's not gonna be hard.
Close your eyes and tell me.
Lemmy, Iggy, Wendy, Larry, Morton, Ludwig, and... Which one am I missing? Roy.
Shit.
Yes.
Eat a bag of dicks.
No, I don't want to. They're not tasty.
This was how the kids seemed to sit every day, but no one really minded it. Lemmy and Iggy liked being far away from their dad, so they could make jokes and have fun while eating.
You can't have fun at all when you're eating with your dad. All
right, hold on. I have to jump in. Canonically speaking, the Koopa kids aren't actually Koopa's children.
No.
Well, it depends on what time this was written at.
I guarantee you this is written long after Mario 3 came out.
This was written in 2011.
Yeah, so Mario Wii and Mario Wii U had happened, thus breaking the canonicity of it. So the
canonicity?
Yeah, the story
it's
is
the
not
canonicity.
Cannibalism of this story is not accurate.
Yes. Dave?
What's up, Logan?
Stop thinking about it so much.
I can't do anything but.
Good. I get it.
I can't believe Ludwig can eat that much. Look at him. He's going to be as huge as a thwomp by the time he's done with those pancakes. Done those pancakes. Iggy laughed, but stopped. When Lemmy didn't, he turned and was about to ask why, but saw that Lemmy was just staring at him. Lemmy, what are you doing? Iggy asked, slightly afraid. What? Oh,
what?
Just daydreaming.
Ooh.
That's it. Daydreaming.
Stop, that happened.
Just dreaming about my day. Nothing else. Lemmy responded in an awkward kind of screech, which made Larry look over and make a what on earth was that face.
What?
Oh. Okay.
One more time. Iggy, I'm back with a new rhyme.
Slightly
hey,
sad that his twin wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry, Iggy. There's just been a lot on my mind lately. I didn't mean to ignore you. Lemmy apologized when he saw Iggy's depressing face.
Come on, Iggy's not that depressing.
Come on, buddy. Don't be sad. It's okay. I understand, Lemmy.
All right.
Okay, I'm done.
Well, that's it for the night. 9:56, 4 minutes to go. Not bad at all.
We
finished on time, everybody.
Thank you, Daniel and Sarah, for guesting with us tonight.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hope you guys had fun. I was riveted the whole time.
Oh,
fuck, it's contagious, though.
I love hearing you guys tortured.
And of course, thank you to David, Logan, and Sean for joining tonight as usual.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Merlin. I thought you yawned only saying pizzone.
Pizzone.
Wait, what? Whoa. I want a pizzone.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone
come
does.
To Canada.
Who doesn't?
Join us next week. Although we do have one thing to announce tonight. We are starting the guest form process for season 6. So if you would like to be a part of Friday Night Fanfiction season 6 and you submitted... and you did not submit for season 5 after we started, go to this forum and check it out. Because moving forward, you will need to sign up every season if you would like to read with us.
Okay, so that means I have to sign up again.
Yes.
So that means I have to sign up again.
And you're a fucking guest.
That means if I don't sign up, I don't have to read, right?
David and Kajina.
Pajina.
David, say twat. Yes.
Say cunt.
Kajina.
Twagina.
No. Twagina.
Twazone.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Traveling by Tim Sheehy. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.